Welcome to the Two Guys and Your Money podcast. Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2019. This is Sean Balog and Jim Garber of Process Design Capital Management here in Phoenix, Arizona. Sorry about the hesitation there, but...
It's the way it is.
Yeah, it's just sometimes the date defeats you. We want to talk about general stock market conditions, and we also want to talk about what's happening in the bond market. These things are absolutely related, and... We'll see if we can tie things together and just let you know what's happening in the overall markets. Do you want to start with what's happening with rates?
Well, sure. Why don't I? This week, last week, interest rates have gotten crushed. The 10-year is at about a 2.23%. The 30-year is about a 2.65%. And meanwhile, the 3 months is around 2.20.
So flattening to inverted curve, depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, so the yield curve from the three-month bill to the 10-year bond or note is inverted right now. And that can mean a recession. The one that we really look at is the two-year to 10-year.
Twos to tens
is the important one.
So three-month to 10-year is inverted, and in fact, it's the spread of inversion is the widest it's been yet.
Right.
The twos and tens are close. That's still 16 basis points or 0.16% apart. That's really close.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there, but yeah. You know, the statistics are on the three-month 10-year is that the three-month 10-year, when it inverts, has predicted 7 out of the last 4 recessions.
Twos and tens is
pretty much 100%.
Pretty much 100%. However, yeah. It's not like it happens, it inverts, and all of a sudden you get a recession. It's
right.
Often a 12 to 18-month
right.
lag time. So
exactly.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
So it makes it, bonds have been going up in value.
Why?
Because as interest rates go down, bonds go up.
Right, right.
That's kind of the way it works.
Right, I know that. I'm asking you to explain to people.
Why? Investors think that there's a recession on the horizon? Do we think that the Chinese trade war is going to last a while?
Yes.
That's probably true. We're going to see. You know, if this keeps going on like this, you know, maybe the Fed decides that they're going to lower interest rates instead of raise them like they said they were going to do later on this year. We'll see.
Well, at our last podcast, I reviewed several levels of support from the point and figure point of view with respect to the S&P 500, and I think that comes into play much more so now. When we last were on, got with you via podcast, the S&P had just broken through its 50-day moving average at 2,860. Shortly after that, on the 13th of May, the New York Stock Exchange bullish percent reversed down. It's now on defense at 43%. So that says a lot right there. It's time to really, you want to be careful with what you own. You want to be sure you're comfortable with the amount of exposure you have. You want to have some cash. So we broke through 2,800 yesterday, and we're sitting right now at the 200-day moving average, 2,775. Can I get a quote, S&P 500 quote right now?
S&P 500 is 2777.
So we're 2 points above the 50-day moving average right now. The 200-day moving average. Yesterday it hit it. It was repelled. Today it's sitting right on the 200-day moving average. We began the day up 100 and something points, and now the Dow's negative. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. There's a little bit of support at 2740, but I would not count on that. More likely than not, if we break through the 200-day moving average, the market will go through that like Grant on his way to the sea type of thing. It should pretty quickly make its way to 2600 if that's the case. That's give or take 6% from here. So would that be uncomfortable? Of course it would. That would test the uptrend line. We are still largely in an uptrend, sideways market to uptrend. So you just want to be prepared for that and have some cash so that if those levels are reached, and there are things that you'd like to own, you have money to put to work in that area. That's really the name of the game here. We've been in a bear market since the trade war rumblings began in the first quarter of 2018, and we remain in one, so we need to conduct ourselves as one.
And I think the S&P is up, not year to date, but 12 month, last 12 month, I think the S&P is up about 4%. So it's really not done much the past year.
January of 2008, well, let's go into Q4, that'll give you a better number. It was 2,700 at the end of the first quarter of 2018.
Oh, okay.
So we're up 75 points.
Nothing.
That's 2.5-3%.
Right. No.
But basically, okay, it sounds like nothing.
Well, yeah, dividends on there. It's in the 2.5.
But I mean, if you landed here from Mars and you were looking to become an investor in the New York Stock Exchange or in the domestic stock market, what you'd need to know is that during that time, the S&P has also visited 2940 and 2360. So there's 25% of play in there too. It sounds like it's a flat to nothing market, but
right.
Anyone who's been watching this ride here, it's been anything but.
Yeah, and we got to watch the Chinese. This trade war looks like it's going to last a while.
Yeah.
So I can't see that the market does anything while this trade war.
It's the headlines too that I think shock the market. I mean, I believe that we have priced in the effects of maybe 12 months of a trade war, but it's when the Chinese come out and say they're going to withhold rare earth elements, or the United States responds, we haven't done this yet, but denies them access to our capital markets, or the Chinese start selling bonds or something stupid like that. Those headlines can really buffet things around, and that's why you want to be ready for this. New York Stock Exchange bullish percent on defense. You're in a bear market. You need to behave as such. It's like the analogy we used to give on the radio all the time. Don't try to play offense when you don't have the ball.
Right.
Got to wait till you get the ball back. That's what we've got for this week. We're going to try to find something a heck of a lot more upbeat to talk to you about next time we do a podcast.
Or maybe not.
I am. I'm going to look for something. Doesn't mean I'll find it. And I am doing a technical update for clients of Process Design Capital Management. Look for that on Monday. Thank you, guys.
See you, everybody.